Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. 23 after a little Jerry and the Pacemakers. That's Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. Still a classic. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. By the way, that newsletter will send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. You can navigate it really easily and get to all the stuff that you want. And you can avoid the stuff you don't want. And don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you subscribe, when you go to the website, just show up on the homepage. You'll be able to see the poll there. And when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll's going so far. Check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. She is the co-author, along with Brian Jones, of the book, the outstanding book, Ordinary Greatness. It's Where You Least Expect It, Everywhere. Pam, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the online retailers, and a lot of the local bookstores.
Yeah, and so what about your own website?
Oh, absolutely, on our own website, which is www.ordinarygreatness.com.
All right, so check it out. Pam, in the previous segment, we were talking about getting out of our own way. You introduced us to a concept called spatial blindness. Did I say that right?
You did.
And where you're not seeing what's right in front of you, you're not getting out of your own way to see what's in front of you. And one of the things I think that helps to create that, Pam, is what you call busyness, not business, but busyness. I call it crisis management sometimes. Uh-huh. And that's what business management, busyness becomes crisis management. And to me, it's when you think you're being so effective and so productive and such a great executive, you know, because you're managing these problems, these issues. I've got these things under control. You know what? That's going to lead them to a nightmare. You got to solve problems and get rid of them, don't you?
We do. But you know what? We're addicted, Jim. We're addicted to schedules and calendars and time frames.
The process.
Do. Right. This sense of busyness that we have, this mantra, you know, Nike says just do it, and everybody knows Larry the Cable Guy, get
right.
her done.
Yeah.
And that's how we live our lives, and it's just jumping from one thing to the other.
Do you think that, you know, I talk to my own organization, my people in my company, they and they're rolling their eyes right now, you know, because they know what I'm about to say. You know, this project we've been working on, let's get rid of it. Let's solve this problem. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. Let's move it off the page and let it live free on its own, and so we can take care of the next thing that's going to come along. And when we don't do that, that's when I think we lapse into what you called spatial blindness. Because
we're so busy being busy.
Yeah, and the good things that we need to be paying attention to, the important things, the critical things, become obscured, don't they?
They do. We miss cues. You know, we miss cues about marketplace indicators. We miss cues in the workplace among our colleagues because we just have that sense of blindness, because it's just get something done so I can check it off my list, go to the next thing. Just
vision. Having any kind of vision, planning, long range strategy goes right out the window when this happens, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You can forget about that. It's handle the crises, as you say, the here and now, and there's little time, energy, attention to planning for the future.
Could we ask this question?
And then all of a sudden people's business are in crisis, and they don't understand
right.
why.
Could we ask this question of ourselves to see if this applies to us? Folks, what about this, Pam? Am I running my business, or is it running me? What do you think?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And if we truly answered it, really,
yeah.
truly answered it, I think we'd be pretty shocked.
What would be if we said, oh, my God, they're right. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing we do?
I think the first thing you've got to do is really take an inventory of how you're spending your time. And you'll probably realize it's on those crises, on the little things and then began to say, okay, those little things that aren't making an impact on my business, I've got to get rid of them somehow. Maybe there are things that don't need to be done. Maybe there are things that I can delegate. Maybe there's things I can outsource.
Mm-hmm.
But I have got to spend time on looking toward the future, preparing my business.
But if you got people working for you and they're not doing this, they're not solving problems, they're just managing problems, then they continue to come to you with questions and concerns, and they keep reporting to you what they're making progress here and there, but they never seem to eliminate anything. Isn't that part of what you have to do too, is help them get to the point where they can eliminate problems and solve them instead of just managing them?
Yeah, but you've got a role model that yourself. You're the type of owner that's going around with their, you know, head in a tizzy because they're just going from one thing to the other.
Right.
And they send the story down the line that that's how everybody in the business should do it. So
mm-hmm.
they've got to stop and really not only talk about how to be better employees and what they need to focus on, they've got to actually do it themselves. They've got to model it.
Yeah. You have to be the example. Well said, folks. Busyness becomes crisis management, and that begets failure, doesn't it, Pam?
Absolutely.
So, folks, pay attention to this. Listen to what Pam has to say. Find her online at OrdinaryGreatness.com. Is that right, Pam?
OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com.
Book. OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com. That's also the title of the book, of course. Pam Bilbrey, B-I-L-B-R-E-Y, if you're Googling her. Pam, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
We always like having you here. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank
Pam Bilbrey, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after this break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.